From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Dave Beck. Hermeto Pascual is known as the Sorcerer, but that nickname doesn't give us the full picture. He's also a band leader, plays lots of instruments, and he composes music. Jovino Santos Neto teaches at Seattle's Cornish College of the Arts. He played in Hermeto's band for 15 years. Jovino says Hermeto's sorcery was evident early on. Hermeto grew up in the Brazilian countryside. His parents were farmers, but Hermeto was an albino, so he couldn't work out in the sun with his family.
And because Hermeto could not be working in the sun, his father would leave us a small kid sitting underneath the shade of a tree so he could watch him from a distance, see everything was fine. And Hermeto sitting under the tree, he immediately started to notice birds singing around him. And one of the things he learned how to do at a very young age is actually to cut little stems leaf stems and make little holes in them. In other words, making a little flute out of the hollow stems of, like, the papaya tree, for instance, has hollow stems in the leaves. And he could actually start to imitate the sounds of the birds and actually calling birds. And after a while, his father told me that he would come and see Hermeto surrounded by birds. And he was, like, playing, talking to the birds, having conversations. And through the course of my apprenticeship with Hermeto, I had opportunity to see him doing that not only with birds, but with frogs. Once there's actually on film an entire conversation of Hermeto with a frog. On a rainy night, actually in the place where I lived, in my house, there was a little pond, and there was a frog there. It was drizzly. The frogs are all happy with the rain. And Hermeto starts the conversation playing the piccolo. And it's a fascinating thing because at one point, you don't know anymore who is who. I mean, Hermeto's finishing the frog's phrases, and the frogs are finishing Hermeto's phrases.
Wow.
And there's other ideas of Hermeto playing with the ostrich once. I mean, the ostrich was not making sounds, but Hermeto was actually able to get a note at the São Paulo Zoo. Actually, a German TV crew was filming this. And the ostrich was old and sick, and people say, don't mess around with him. He's very snappy and crabby old ostrich. Hermeto started playing the flute just intuitively, and this ostrich gets up, walks up to him and puts the beak right on his forehead as he's playing the flute. Hermeto was freaked out, but probably didn't move just playing the flute. And then I still have the melody that he wrote for the ostrich. You know, that was like, so in other words, I think you can describe that as being, you know, magic or sorcery or mediunity. But I think it's just, he just is a person that has a very well-developed antenna. Whatever you call that, you know, antennas can be your ears or can be deeper than that.
Yeah.
And he's able to really kind of feel the vibration of a place, of a person, or of an animal, or whatever situation he might be in, and translate that into his language, which is music.
That's music of Hermeto Pascual, played by flutist Paul Taub with pianist Jovino Santos Neto. Jovino first met Hermeto in 1977. Jovino was a biology student in Canada in those days, and he was coming back to Brazil to do graduate studies in the Amazon rainforest. But Jovino was a huge fan of Hermeto, and a friend of Jovino's told him where Hermeto lived. So Jovino, uninvited, decided to pay the sorcerer a visit.
And I show up at his house on a Sunday, and it was very interesting because I walk in the room and he was just there playing with the headphones on. He was playing the electric piano, pair of headphones, and I sat there for 20 minutes. And he didn't even realize I was in the room, and I felt so embarrassed. I wanted to run away. But then he just kind of like woke up out of the trance he was playing, and he looks at me and said, "Hey, how you doing?" And we start to chat, you know, and I said, "Oh, you know, I play a little bit, you know, but I know I'm on my way here going to do the studies." And he says, "Well, you play, huh?" And he just kind of like point blank, he just said, "Oh, this was a Sunday, as I said. He says, I got a show coming up on Friday. You want to play with my band? And I had shown him a tape that a group I used to have in Canada. And he listened to that. He says, yeah, let's play. You want to come back tomorrow? We'll rehearse a little bit. So I showed up on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, rehearsed with a small group that he had. And then show up on Friday at the gig, and we did not play not one of the pieces we rehearsed. It was just became something completely different. So that kind of like surprising element that in his own spontaneity and the way he dealt with the music, in a way, it was very attractive to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always had things so planned out. And suddenly he was something that was completely always throwing curveballs.
I've read your writings about this meeting, and mm-hmm. you say that for a week he had you almost doing these kind of drills, certain patterns over and over again. And for somebody like you who was a very intuitive player that improvised a lot, that was kind of a weird situation to be in.
It was. Actually, throughout my 15-year apprenticeship with Ermeto, most of my rehearsals, I'd say the 95% of our rehearsals, were playing written music. And then 95% of our concerts had improvisations in it. You know, so it was like this contrast between developing a language, building up a language that he was feeding you, the syntax, the grammar, and material that then you could use on your own idea building, mm-hmm. especially for, you know, being playing from reflex and being spontaneous and being able to turn on a dime.
Flutist Paul Taub with pianist Jovino Santos Neto and music of Ermeto Pascual. Even though Ermeto could charm Jovino and lots of animals with his music, that's not the reason he got the nickname the Sorcerer.
The nickname came actually because of the flute, because, you know, every time Ermeto back in those days, he actually had the flute hooked up with a little mic into an amp, and he could hold the flute and point the flute out at the amp to get this feedback, kind of like a Jimi Hendrix kind of effect with the guitar, but with the flute. And when people saw it, it reminded people like a magic wand, like a sorcerer, and with his hair and the beard, you know. So people started calling him that back then, because he used to like play melodies with the flute by playing with the feedback.
Wow.
But then during our own work, it was just the way that he always, you know, having a very different, we were, for most of this 15 years I was there, were seven people in the band, including Ermeto. So he had kind of like a different way to approach each musician and to give them what they needed. So that, I think, is the big talent there, the genius, to be able to look at a musician, in my case, that had absolutely no developed talent whatsoever. I had a lot of potential, but not really chops or skills or experience in a lot of the things that he had. So instead of just dismissing me as sort of like a, you know, hopeless wannabe, he actually saw the hope in there and fed that with the right thing. So whenever I needed a certain challenge to develop, either harmonically or technically or at the piano or at the flute, he would give me some music to play that would exactly fill that niche and point me in the right direction. Until I started feeling very good about it, and then he'll give me one that made me feel that I knew nothing anymore. So that kind of process of a you know, progressive, stepwise, you know, difficulty levels, you know, has taught me so much, and I'm still working on that.
Da 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 Flutist Paul Taub playing music of Ermeto Pascual in the KUW Performance Studio. Paul Taub and Jovino Santos Neto teach at Cornish College of the Arts in Seattle. To find out more about the music of Ermeto Pascual, go to our website, kuow.org. Doug Patterson engineered our music. I'm Dave Beck, KUOW 94.9.